God's word is clear that we're to meet legitimate financial needs of others in the body of Christ. But why? Hi, I'm Hanre de Jong, standing in for Chuck Bentley, and this is My Money Life from Crown. Today, Crown's founder, the late Larry Burkett, reminds us that God has the big picture in mind.
Paul said, share with those in need in your time of plenty, that in your time of need they may share from their plenty. For the scripture says, he who gathers too much should not have an abundance, that he who gathers too little should never have a lack. Now, Paul wasn't talking about socialism, by the way. You know, Paul was talking about oneness. Except that the abundance you have for this day is sufficient to meet somebody else's need. For if you ever have a need, their abundance shall be sufficient to meet your need. That you might be one in the same spirit, that you care about each other. And the way you manifest that is by caring. Paul is an exhorter of the word, by the way, in case you didn't know that. Paul writes with parables, and he writes with a really soft pen. James and John are teachers of the word. They don't care whether you like it or not what they say. James begins his letter, you dummies, what are you doing? That's a liberal paraphrase, but it says exactly that in the beginning. You dummies, what are you doing? Paul begins writing to the Galatians about the same kind of problems that James was writing about, and he begins by saying, greetings in the name of the Lord and your loving brother Paul, you dummies, what are you doing? Just a lot softer pen. And John says, my friend, if you can pass by your brother in need, having some of the world's goods in your pocket, and not help your brother, how can you say the love of God abides through me?
If you have been blessed with My Money Life, we invite you to discover the Crown Stewardship Podcasts. They focus on helping you find freedom in your finances and career. You can subscribe on Spotify and iTunes, or just listen at crown.org.